Information Minister Michael Makuei told South Sudan in Focus that the decision was made to introduce a new currency because too many people are holding on to their cash. As a result, he says there is not enough money in markets across the country.
What we know is that there is hoarding of money, and this is why there is lack of liquidity, and that's why we decided to take the currency.
Makuei says the new currency will be introduced as soon as all preparations are completed. He said it will also be a South Sudanese pound, but will be different than the one currently in circulation. He did not provide details other than to say the difference would be technical. Harmed Morjan, a lecturer of economics at the University of Juba, says introducing a new currency will not solve South Sudan's serious economic problems.
Others may think that it is anti-inflationary measure. It is just trying to restore the level of the supply of the currency when it is now out of control. In our case of South Sudan, you have problem in the exchange rate market, where you know there is always escalation. In other words, the pound is losing its value. Therefore, an assumption of this kind will sometimes have what we call exceptional impact on the people. Those who are holding the local currencies may now rush even to start buying the little hard currency which is in the market, and may further escalate the exchange rate, and in the end, again, will bring about some more hyperinflation.
Morjan says the government should ensure that the banking system operates under the control of the central bank in a transparent manner so that people gain confidence in the country's banking system rather than holding their money at home.
One way to have more money is to pay interest on people's deposits, and then you make the banking operation so safe and convenient and effective such that people are at least convinced to put their money in the bank. So people cannot be forced to put their money in the bank unless there are some good policies.
Morjan says South Sudanese have lost confidence in the efficiency of the banking system because it takes at least 2 hours for a customer to deposit money into an account and several hours to withdraw cash from the same account. Abraham Matoch, economics professor and vice chancellor at Bor-based Dr. John Garang Memorial University of Science and Technology, says people who obtain money through dubious transactions are ashamed to deposit it in their bank accounts and prefer to keep it in their houses. Matoch also says some South Sudanese doubt that peace will last in the country and hoard the money for that reason.
The issue of confidence is based on the fact that the banks now in a peace period, there's no problem. They themselves will even invest. You can even invest in depositing your money in your bank accounts and work with interest. And with the reforms now, when the money change, there will actually be restrictions and there will be regulations backing up the reform.
Mariola Woyol, another economics professor and vice chancellor of Upper Nile University, says changing the currency is aimed at boosting the already struggling microeconomic activity in the market. Woyol says there is need to reform every level of the economy in the country.
Currency must be interested. They must know how much currency they have. I mean, when you talk about financing the deficit, you should be able to know how much currency you have in the circulation so that you release the next round of money. But now, I'm told about 80%, if not more, is outside the banking system.
Makuei says the government has formed a committee comprised of government ministers and representatives of commercial banks and central bank officials to study the matter and report back to the cabinet within 7 days. For VOA News, I am Onan Walter Solomon in Juba.